21. Comets. H. C. King, Ph.D., M.Sc., F.R.A.S. No account of the solar system would be complete without mention of comets, for these are just as much members of the Sun's family as are the major and minor planets. Quite a large number of comets are discovered every century, but most of them are extremely faint objects, far below the limits of the unaided eye. Comets usually arouse public interest when they are large and bright enough to attract attention and receive mention in the newspapers. But objects of this type are usually few and far between, especially so far during the present century. You probably saw the two in 1957, and may be old enough to recall seeing the 1910 appearance of Halley's Comet. I have met quite a lot of people who saw Halley's Comet. Their memory wasn't very good when it came to recalling other things, but they remembered the comet. If you are fortunate enough to see a comet, don't give it just a casual glance and then vanish indoors. Notice just where it is in relation to the stars, and try to plot its path by making nightly observations. At the same time, try to judge the brightness of its nucleus, brightest part, and see how far you can trace its tail. Usually, the longer you stay in the dark, so allowing the eyes to get adapted to the darkness, the further you should be able to trace the tail. Notice that quite faint stars can be seen through the tail. It must therefore be thinner than the finest cloud. A series of observations like these should show that the comet's tail points away from the Sun, and that it usually grows in size and brightness as the comet gets closer to the Sun. If it's on its way to the Sun, you may even have a chance of seeing it on its return journey. Comets usually move in very elongated orbits, and in this way differ completely from the planets. A comet is at perihelion when it is closest to the Sun. Some get dangerously close. The great comet of 1882, for example, almost grazed the Sun, being only about 290,000 miles away from the Sun's surface at perihelion. Its period was 760 years, and its greatest distance, or distance at aphelion, was 16,000 million miles. It therefore spends the greater part of its period beyond the orbit of Pluto. Yet, compared with the periods of some comets, that of the comet of 1882 is quite short, quite a number of periods which run into thousands of years. The most famous comet of all is Halley's Comet. This has an average period of 77 years, but the interval has been as short as 74.5 years and as long as 79.3 years. These variations are due to the disturbing influence of the giant planets Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Its last perihelion passage was in 1910. At present, it's moving beyond the orbit of Neptune, but by 1980 it should be within the orbit of Uranus, and 1986 should see the next perihelion passage. Records kept by the ancient Chinese enable us to trace its appearance right back to 240 BC, so it has been in existence for at least 2,000 years, and probably much longer. The apparent length of a comet's tail depends on its actual length, its distance, and the angle at which we see it. The record for length goes to Comet 1841. It grew a tail which stretched 198 million miles into space, or over twice the distance of the Earth from the Sun.